BYD CLU DMI plug-in hybrid, the SUV that redefines the family car. Packed with features and technology, CLU DMI is available from just £33,205. Also, with 77 miles of electric-only range and up to 699 miles combined, it means you can enjoy the miles rather than counting them. Discover more at byd.com/UK. Combined range WLTP. Actual range dependent on individual driving conditions. Price based on BYD Boost version. Other models may vary. See website for details.
I'm here with Charlie Bigham. What's cooking, Charlie?
My classic fish pie, made with succulent salmon and delicately smoked haddock, smothered with bechamel and parsley sauce, and all topped off with the richest, butteriest mash and a golden mature cheddar topping.
You had me at succulent.
An unbeatable classic. Cheers.
Delicious. Tastes like home.
You know you don't actually live here, right?
Charlie Bigham's.
Handmade in my kitchen. Cooked in yours.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this morning. In just a few hours' time, polls will open in the US in what could be one of the closest run presidential elections in decades. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are going head to head, with the last of the rallies running well into the early hours in Michigan and Pennsylvania.
With your vote tomorrow, we can fix every single problem our country faces and lead America and indeed the whole world to new heights of glory.
Your vote is your voice, and your voice is your power.
Well, Chief Reporter James Gold is in the U.S. and has been following their campaign trail for the last few days.
I'm in Madison in the state of Wisconsin. The road to the White House will run right through this city. Trump even said himself, if he wins Wisconsin, he will become the president. Look, polls can be unreliable, we know this, it's the same in the UK too. But looking at data from Atlas Intel, they had the most accurate of the polling data from 2020, this time around they have Trump to win the seven battleground states, including here, Wisconsin.
In other news this morning, Polish officials say a suspicious fire at a Birmingham parcel warehouse in the summer was a test run by Russian spies ahead of an attack on the US. Four arrests have been made. Authorities say parcels containing camouflaged explosives were allegedly sent to countries, including the UK. Russia has denied involvement. Proposed legislation aimed at creating the first smoke-free generation in England will be introduced in the House of Commons later. The bill will make it illegal for anyone born after January 1st, 2009 to buy tobacco products. Smoking bans could be extended too to some outdoor spaces, including children's playgrounds and outside schools and hospitals. Stats show there's been a rise of 50% in the number of police officers in England and Wales sacked and barred from returning to the profession. That amounts to 600 more officers than last year. And it was apparently only when a Netflix documentary landed that David Beckham's son realised how good his dad was at football. The former England captain's wife and ex-Spice Girl Victoria Beckham claims their children were too young to understand and his career at the time. Mainly dry today and cloudy with the best of any sunshine in northern England and Scotland. Highs of 15 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Charles Nove
on Magic Classical.
Good morning. A quotation for the day. Writer Joyce Maynard, born this day in 1953. Teach a child to play solitaire, and she'll be able to entertain herself when there's no one around. Teach her tennis, and she'll know what to do when she's on a court. But raise her to feel comfortable in nature, and the whole planet is her home.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Thank you.
Scherzo from Mendelssohn's Midsummer Night's Dream, Montreal Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Charles Dutoit. And it's 8 minutes past seven. We find ourselves on Tuesday, the 5th of November. Remember. Yes, the 5th of November. It certainly is. You're very welcome to Magic Classical Breakfast. Charles with you, live and direct from the East Midlands, under grey, cloudy skies at the moment. But it's all happening here because we have the excitement of Bin Day. It's recycling today. They've been clattering around for a very early start. Well done, folks. Anyway, aside from that, I hope the excitement in your world is at a satisfactory level. You'll be all set for questions of the day, one and two, around about half seven and half eight, respectively. Screen time after nine. And now, the music of Franz Waxman. This is something he wrote in 1948 and dedicated to the legendary violinist Jascha Heifetz, who had just had a baby son born. And Franz Waxman wrote Four Scenes of Childhood. And the four scenes are Good Morning, Promenade, Playtime, and Bedtime Story. Well, we've sort of done Good Morning, so let's have Promenade, shall we? It's not time for the Bedtime Story yet, though. We don't want any undue nodding off. Patrick Savage, violin, Martin Cousin, piano, the Promenade from Franz Waxman's Four Scenes of Childhood. I think we'll leave it there before we get on to the scene he hasn't scored yet. The breakfast down the bib scene. You can do that yourself. Quick look at the papers this morning. What's stirring in the eye as the US presidential race enters the final furlong? A poll finds Britons hoping for a win. But hang on a minute. Just for a moment, I thought I'd picked up yesterday's. No, I haven't. No, this is today's. Sorry. I'm hallucinating. Poll finds Britain's hoping for a win by Kamala Harris, but most thinking the result will be a win for Donald Trump. The world holds its breath, a deeply divided electorate voting after a toxic campaign. The US faces its moment of reckoning, says The Guardian. Analysts are predicting the closest election since the year 2000, which was the one where George W. Bush just squeaked in by an absolute whisker. There are warnings of civil unrest, with one pollster saying elements on either side of the electorate will not be willing to accept the result if their candidate doesn't win. In The Telegraph, Nigel Farage advises that Donald Trump should accept the result and not fight it if he loses decisively to Kamala Harris. Farage is in Florida, long way from Clacton, after being invited by Trump to attend his Election Day party. In the Mail, now that's what you call a U-turn. Students face paying hundreds of pounds more after the government announced a rise in university tuition fees. 4 years ago, it says, Sir Keir Starmer pledged to abolish fees. Yesterday, he raised them to more than £9,500. A different front page for the Mail in Scotland, where tuition fees are a devolved matter, and leading there with former rugby star Stuart Hogg admitting domestic abuse against his estranged wife. Back on the tuition fees, the Times reports the rise will be accompanied by an increase in maintenance loans to cover living costs. The Education Secretary promises universities will have to reform and improve. The Express launches a campaign to save family farms from what it calls Labour's spiteful tax grab. In the Mirror, Amy Dowden declares herself heartbroken after being forced to pull out of Strictly Come Dancing with a broken bone in a foot. And The Sun reports Oasis brothers Noel and Liam Gallagher won't be paid anything until they've played, amid fears that they'll fall out and their reunion tour gigs won't actually happen. Those stories and others waiting for you in the papers today. And now, somebody who is going to be having words with Penny later on this morning, this is Alfie Bowe with Agnus Dei from Howard Goodall's Eternal Light, A Requiem.
Is there ever glory?
Distinctive tones of Alfie Bow, who's joining forces with Michael Ball for a new tour. Hear all about that. See what's cooking in that direction when Ball and Bow speak with Penny later on after 10 this morning. William of the Trossachs reports a week of farewells as Dearest Darling Daughter returns to the lecture theatres after a reading week at home, which included three consecutive Halloween parties and a bit of reading. A lot of reading about Halloween, obviously. Yes, yeah. 6 weeks until the Christmas break, not that anyone's counting. Another farewell to Great Scott and Lady Kirkstreet as they leave the Trossachs Bolt Hall, which hosted them for a couple of months as they knock a tricky building project into shape. Many days of teeth-sucking by builders await them. Who built this? Yes. Finally, a sad farewell to a significant senior member of the extended Trossachs family after a lengthy illness, but a life well-lived. Wingtips will be duly dipped for him. We'll gather on Friday to remember. But now on with the day. If only I could monetize Fallen Leaves, Hitchhiker's Guide star. Ah, yes, the Fallen Leaves. A bit of a sore point for us around here as well, because for some reason that we cannot work out, there's a strange vortex of wind just around the front door. And every leaf that falls off a neighbouring tree appears to arrive, almost neatly arranged in a sort of swirled pile, just outside the door. Oh, great, thanks. Yes. Much sweeping required. Good luck. We'll head for Question of the Day Mark 1 with fine spirit and intent, and that'll be along after some trumpeting from Lucien Renaudin-Varie. Coming up next.
This is Magic Classical with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
Get Virgin Media Lightning Fast M125 broadband on the provider awarded best broadband experience. That's smooth broadband. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. And now it's even easier to switch. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed depends on package choice. GWS Network Award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Introducing the BYD Seal-U DMI plug-in hybrid. The SUV that redefines the family car. Packed with features and technology, Seal-U DMI is available from just £33,205. Also, with 77 miles of electric-only range and up to 699 miles combined, it means you can enjoy the miles rather than counting them. Discover more at byd.com/UK. Combined range WLTP. Actual range dependent on individual driving conditions. Price based on BYD Boost version. Other models may vary. See website for details.
Here at Magic, we're already getting the sparkle and glitter ready. And this year, Morrisons are celebrating all you amazing Christmas hosts. Here's Emma B.
Christmas is most definitely my favourite time of year. The eldest comes home from uni. We all sit around eating loads of cheese and watching great movies. It's what Christmas is all about.
Head to Morrisons to find premium fresh British meat and produce. Everything you need to host. And over at magic.co.uk, you can win a £200 Morrisons e-gift card and food hamper to help you host the best Christmas yet. There's more reasons to shop at Morrisons. Here at Magic, we're going to Holiday Inn Express, where you can wake up from your comfy bed with premium bedding and start your day right with a hot, fresh breakfast. Holiday Inn Express is perfect for those family weekends away, long overdue get-togethers, or just for something we all need from time to time. A change of scene. So be listening to Magic Breakfast every day this week for your chance to win a UK getaway with an overnight stay at any Holiday Inn Express of your choice. Thanks to IHG's Holiday Inn Express. Simple, smart travel.
Say hello to Rayo, the way to listen to Magic Classical. Yeah, The only place to buy your new Mercedes-Benz is direct from Mercedes-Benz. Whether you choose petrol or diesel, electric or plug-in hybrid, any choice is the perfect one. And right now, discover our latest offers. Like the A200 AMG Line Executive Hatchback from £299 a month. Book your extended test drive today. PCH offer ends 2nd of January 2025. 4-year lease, advance rental £7,584. T's and C's apply. Mercedes-Benz Finance. Extended test drive 25 plus.
Falkirk, part of the M9 is blocked going south near Linlithgow at junction 3 by an accident. An accident, Edinburgh on the M90 going south before the M9 at Kirkliston. Norfolk, there's been an accident at Thetford on the A1066 Thetford Road near the turnoff for Diss. And Hampshire, a closure of the M3 going north 7 to 6 at Basingstoke because of overrunning roadworks. Devon, there's been an accident in the Bolham area. The A396 is closed each way. There's more on our website.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
The brilliant French trumpeter Lucien Renaudin Vary with the Orchestre de Lille and playing Delibes, Les Filles de Cadiz. Nudging towards 7:30, let's have question of the day, Mark 1, shall we? I'll take that as a yes then. Okay, the Sage of Magic Town turns 60 today and says cryptically to his niece, I am 5 times as old as you were when I was the same age as you are now. How old is the niece? Sage of Magic Town turns 60 today, says cryptically to his niece, I am 5 times as old as you were when I was the same age as you are now. How old is the niece on that basis? By text 61054, starting your message with the word classical. By email charles@magic.co.uk. We'll see what we make of it this side of 8 o'clock. Remembering, of course, the usual rules apply. All suggestions welcome, no answer too daft. All prizes completely and utterly, well, beyond value, really, on account of being entirely imaginary. 7:30, quick check on the headlines this morning. In just a few hours' time, the polls will open in the US, although there's been a lot of postal voting and early voting for various reasons already. One of the closest-run presidential elections in decades is on the cards. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris going head-to-head, with the last of the rallies running well into the early hours in Michigan and Pennsylvania. Authorities in Poland say they've arrested 4 people over an apparent firebomb attack at a DHL warehouse in Birmingham. They think a suspicious fire in July was a test, was a test run for a Russian-linked plot to send explosive parcels to the US. Proposed legislation aimed at creating the first smoke-free generation in England will be introduced in the House of Commons later. The bill would make it illegal for anybody born after January 1, 2009, to buy tobacco products. Smoking bans could also be extended to some outdoor spaces, including children's playgrounds and outside hospitals. And a petition containing 1 million signatures will be hand-delivered to Downing Street later, calling for tighter restrictions on the sale of fireworks. Campaigners want the private use of them limited to traditional dates like Bonfire Night and Diwali. Weather, mostly cloudy to start with, brightening a bit later. Sunniest today in the north of Scotland. This is Magic Classical, playing some Elgar now, the first movement of his Serenade for Strings. Thank you. Stolgar on the Serenade for Strings with the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic, conducted by Vasily Petrenko. Question of the day, Mark 1 today. The Sage of Magic Town turns 60 today and says cryptically to his niece, "I am 5 times as old as you were when I was the same age as you are now." How old is the niece? Do you know, the first time I looked at this, I thought, oh, that's really simple. Then I looked at it again and thought, oh, no, it isn't, is it? Oh, how are you getting on? Sage of Magic Town, 60 today, says cryptically to his niece, "I'm 5 times as old as you were when I was the same age as you are now." So how old is the niece? By text 61054, starting your message with the word classical, or email charles@magic.co.uk. While we continue the pondering and line up the birthday candles, this is music for Sense and Sensibility by Patrick Doyle. This is Willoughby. Willoughby. Very fine name for an imperious sort of cat, I think. But this is Music for Sense and Sensibility by Patrick Doyle. Talking of our much-loved pets and thinking of the date, remember the 5th of November, lots of fireworks tonight. There seem to be a great deal of firework activity around at the moment, and there will be, you know, not only tonight but for the next few days. Maybe fun and lovely to see, but any dog owner will know, not so enjoyable for pets. Research shows that staying calm and distracting a dog with music can help improve behaviour while fireworks are around, which is why Dogs Trust and Magic Classical have created a feel-good playlist to create a calming atmosphere, especially with the fireworks going on. So the idea is stay at home, play it at a comfortable volume and create a cosy space for your dog. It's on the Rayo app. If you haven't got the Rayo app yet, go get. Fetch. Walkies. You can find it in the appropriate app store for your device. Just look for Rayo, R-A-Y-O, and that will let you get started. And hopefully your pooch will enjoy our feel-good playlist with the Dogs Trust and Magic Classical. Yeah, very noisy and worrying time. George Clooney cat doesn't particularly like the fireworks, but he's not really that bothered. Basically, he stays on his armchair and his ears go back a bit, but then he's fine. But lots of dogs in particular are reduced to a quivering wreck, which is very sad to see. So anything that can comfort them, I heartily endorse. Have a look at Rayo, R-A-Y-O. Spot a Beethoven on the way very soon, and then we'll sort out the mystery of Question of the Day, Mark 1.
The Volkswagen Drive Electric sale is here, featuring the ID3, ID4 and ID5. That's the sound of drivers powering up and enjoying our supercharged offers, all with an extra £1,000 off. plus a free Omi home charger with standard installation. Experience the electrified world of Volkswagen. Sale must end in 2 weeks for delivery by end of year. UK 18 plus retail customers only. T's and C's apply. £1,000 including VAT saving to on the road stock vehicles price, subject to eligibility.
Here's your VIP invite to the UK's most spectacular Christmas party. Save the Children's Christmas Jumper Day is back on Thursday the 12th of December, and you need to be part of it. It really couldn't be easier. Sign up, get your jumper out, and donate to create lasting change for children. On Thursday the 12th of December, make the world better with your Christmas sweater. Sign up now at christmasjumperday.org.
Benenden Health provides private healthcare for
CEOs,
people in suits.
No, not just them. At £15.50 per employee per month, you can look after even more of your workforce.
Sure, that's the starting price.
No, that is the price.
£15.50, that works.
Join the thousands of businesses already turning to affordable private healthcare. Britain, we've got you. Search Benenden for Business. Benenden Health, healthcare done different. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
If you're a contractor or agency worker, you might use an umbrella company. Keep in mind that some umbrella companies break the tax rules. This could mean you're involved in tax avoidance and might end up with an unexpected tax bill. Don't get caught out. Learn to spot the signs, such as an umbrella company promising you higher take-home pay. And if you need help leaving a tax avoidance scheme, contact HMRC. Search Don't Get Caught Out on gov.uk.
So offered them hot towels. Because this Skytrax airline award was voted for by passengers like you. Cathay Pacific. Move beyond.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £91 million.
Now that calls for a dance.
Do I have to?
You can limbo. That's it.
With these moves, I might just hit the jackpot.
Very good.
Get that Euro Millions feeling tonight. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play on app. Estimated jackpot. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Getting money from clients can feel like trying to wrestle honey from a grizzly bear that hasn't eaten in days, while an amorous skunk clings to your leg. Not now, Skunky. But with zero online invoice payments through Stripe and Go Cardless, you can give customers more ways to pay and keep your cash flow flowing. Soon, rather than wrestling a grizzly bear, it feels more like you're cuddling a koala bear.
Aww.
On a really soft sofa, while watching your favourite soap.
I can't believe she was his mother.
For healthy business, search Zero with an X.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Hello, Penny Smith here, standing by, ready to go for 10 o'clock. Also standing by, ready for a chat that is almost certain to get messy. For it is Michael Ball and Alfie Bow who are dropping by to talk about their new album and a new tour. Join in live, I'll be throwing in a quiz too, or catch up on the Rayo app.
Mozart from the Requiem, Dies Irae. And that was performed by the Academy and Chorus of St. Martin in the Fields, Neville Mariner supervising operations. Let's just sort out question of the day, Mark 1, shall we, before anything else occurs. Sage of Magic Town turns 60 today, says cryptically to his niece, I'm 5 times as old as you were when I was the same age as you are now. How old is the niece? What do we have to say? Sarah says, from a dull but dry Norwich, I did this in my head, which means it's probably not on the sheet of power. Oh, ye of little faith, is the answer 12? I'm off now to do my death stare at the eager learners. Even after 10 days' holiday yesterday, I managed to switch it on and silence my gang of 12 and 13-year-olds. Inside, I was smiling and relieved. Outside, I was the Wicked Witch of the West. Nobody tell them it's an act, please. Your secret is safe. Shh, shtum. Niece, says Mary. Oh, yes, heard that one before. Stop it, you gossip monger. The niece is 36. There are 24 years between their ages. So when the sage was 36, the niece was 12. The sage is now 5 times 12 equals 60. Well, that sounds pretty authoritative. Blackrod Brian says, it's very grey here. I wasted lots of time watching programmes about the upcoming American election last night, so I was a little late in rising today. Therefore, I'm sans tea at the moment, but my addled mind has arrived at the age of 36. Am I in accord with your sheet of power? Very thirsty, Blackrod Brian. Well, you shouldn't have to go without tea, I mean, above and beyond. Hang on a minute, let's just check the sheet of power. It says here, 36. Yeah. No tea. Amazing. If you went for 36, well done. Top work. Question of the day, Mark 2, will be along as we get closer to 8:30. And now this is Penguin Cafe with Goldfinch Yodel. We'll be right back. Music by Penguin Cafe. That is called Goldfinch Yodel, and not Goldfish Yodel, which is the way my eye always reads it first time round. Which is ridiculous. Can you imagine goldfish trying to yodel? And the mess, the spluttering. Yes. Our wanderings into Tuesday continue with the news update for 8 o'clock. And then some Rossini, the Barber of Seville, will be along to give us the haircut of our choice, musically, after the news.
Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Hello, it's Penny Smith. When it comes to a stroke, there are no rules. Meet Ruth, mum to Naomi, who survived a stroke at just 8. How long were you there for?
On the Friday night, we thought we'd only be. We'd visit the hospital. They'd say, oh, it's this, take this, she'll be fine. And then said, okay, we're transferring you to the Royal. So we thought, oh goodness, we're going to be here overnight. So we had to try and put measures in place. Two other sons, we had to make sure somebody could take care of them. It turned out that we were there for 7 weeks.
Every day in the UK, 240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke. Visit the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk to hear real-life stories.
Magic Classical. Working with the Stroke Association. At Tesco, our finest mince pies are half price. Now £1.50 with your Tesco Club card. Feel the power to lower prices. Tesco. Every little helps. Majority of larger stores ends 19th of November. Club card or app required. And more. Vision Express. Express your vision. 2-year interest-free loan subject to status. VE is a credit broker, not a lender, representing Adaro Optics Limited, authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority.
With up to 699 miles combined range, the BYD Seal U DMI takes you further. Book a test drive at bydthewildrobot.co.uk and you could win a family adventure, courtesy of DreamWorks The Wild Robot, in cinemas now.
Task acquired.
And remember,
a Razum always completes its task.
Prices start from £33,205. Combined range WLTP. Actual range dependent on individual driving conditions. Price based on BYD Boost version. Other models may vary. See website for details.
Get Virgin Media Lightning Fast M125 broadband on the provider awarded best broadband experience. That's smooth broadband. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. And now it's even easier to switch. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed depends on package choice. GWS Network Award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Do it for your wife, who told you to pick up bread, but instead you picked up Fred, your grandson, again. And now your daughter is calling because he missed football. That's the fourth time this month. You can wave his future career goodbye. If you don't do it for you, do it for your wife. And little Freddy.
You could have better hearing in as little as a week. Book a free test today at bootshearingcare.com. Boots, with you, for life. T's and C's apply, subject to availability.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £91 million.
Now that calls for a dance.
Do I have to?
I hope you can limbo. That's it.
With these moves, I might just hit the jackpot.
Very good.
Get that Euro Millions feeling tonight. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play on app. Estimated jackpot. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this morning. Today is the day America goes to the polls to decide who should be the next president. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris have been on the campaign trail for months, but it's now down to the American public to decide who they want in the White House.
I love Donald Trump because he's a man full of results. He gave us everything good for the United States 4 years ago, and we need him back.
I'm a Republican. I am voting for Kamala because she stands for everything right, truth, justice, and I'm just so sick of the hatred.
Our chief reporter James Gould's in Wisconsin for us, where nerves are running high.
I've spoken to people in both camps who genuinely believe everything is on the line in this election, their safety, freedoms and security of their future. This election doesn't just impact the USA, it will have a direct impact on the rest of the world. I'll be here in the battleground state for the early results and then back to DC to hopefully be able to tell you who the next president is.
Well, both have given their final speeches overnight, with polls opening in the coming hours. In other news, four people have been arrested by Polish authorities over an apparent parcel bomb fire at a warehouse in Birmingham. They say the blaze at a DHL depot was part of a Russian-linked plot to send exploding packages.